Unity. With the completion of the SWHL season, the first-round best-of-three playoff series have been set. Kindersley Clippers, 1, versus Unity Miners, 8, Wilkie Outlaws, 2, versus Bigger Nationals, 7, Edam 3 Stars, 3, versus Caribert Tigers, 6, and Macklin Mohawks, 4, versus Hafford Hawks, 5. Hafford and Caribert both finished with 10 points, but the Hawks get the higher finish based on their two wins over Caribert in regular season play. Caribert finished the last weekend of regular play strong with two wins. The Tigers edged the visiting Unity Miners 4-3, January 20th Adam Oshevsky, 2-1, and Rylan Freed, 1-1, led the Tiger offense. Nick Amundrid stopped 35 of 38 in net. Ryan Ruerts turned aside 32 of 36 in Unity's net, while Ethan Schur, 1-1, Mark Ganter, 1-1, and Colby Ralston, 1-1, were Unity's top forwards. The surprise of the weekend took place with the pesky Tigers battling to a 6-5 shootout win over Edam in Edam. Nick Amundrid had another stellar game, stopping 43 of 48 for the road win. Rylan Freed, 1-4, Adam Oshevsky, 1-2, and Matthew Roblin, 2-1, paced the Tiger attack. Cody Danberg had three helpers for Edam. Cam Simpkins had his first-ever SWHL game in the net for Edam and stopped 38 of 43. Overtime settled nothing, so the teams went to a shootout. Mitch Wall scored early for the Stars, Adam Oshevsky got one for the Tigers. It took until the ninth round of shooters before Landon Murphy became the hero, beating Simpkins for the Caribert win. Bigger Nationals beat the Miners in Unity 6-0, January 21. Brett Matlock got the 40-save shutout. Brett Novak, 3-1, and Chris Henry, 1-3, led the Nationals up front. Brett Vandeveer faced 36 shots in the Unity net. Macklin Mohawks downed the visiting Wilkie Outlaws 6-2, January 20. Cody McKinnon and Hunter Steinhubel had two goals apiece for Macklin. Derek Keller assisted on both of Wilkie's goals. Kyle Dumba was busy and sensational in Macklin's net, stopping 42 of 44 shots. Curtis Sander faced 24 shots in Wilkie's net. Macklin won again the following night, beating Hafford 7-3 in Motown. Jared Hillis, 2-2, and Carson Pickett, 2-2, had strong games for the Mohawks. Ryan Deck stopped 22 of 25 for the win. Devin Geron had two markers for the Hawks. Joel Grzybowski and Chase Honan combined to face 45 shots in the Hafford net. The regular season wrapped up with the Outlaws beating Bigger 12-2. The line of Brock Harrison, 2-6, Ryan Keller, 3-4, and Rick Say, 3-2, exploded for 20 points. Kyle Latternus was very busy in the Nats net, facing 54 shots. Jared Hurl stopped 23 of 25 for Wilkie. Honorable mention for Week 12 Player of the Week goes to the Outlaw line of Harrison, Keller and Say. Also, last week's winner, Nick Amundrid, gets a mention for his two wins for the Tigers. Rylan Freed gets a mention for his two-goal, five-assist weekend. Kyle Dumba gets an honorable mention for his solid goaltending in Macklin January 20. The winner of the Week 12 Player of the Week Tim's card goes to Jared Hillis of the Macklin Mohawks. Hillis had a 3-3 weekend and continues his solid two-way physical play, helping the Mohawks to two big wins on the final weekend of the regular season. Congratulations, Jared.